Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach Amico's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico.
Another Monday here in New York, by God City. We are at the Gas Digital Studios, and it's me, your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Amico. And thank you so much for tuning in to the Morning Zoo. We are joined by two good friends of the show from Comedy Fight Club. It's our great friend, Matt Maron. How you doing, dog?
What's up? I'm good. How you doing?
I'm great, man. Thank you so much for being here. And next to him, from the infamous Pimp Daddy pod, one of our favorites here on the show, it's cousin Sherry. Sherry Suprain, how you doing?
Good, Zach. How are you? I love being here. Thank you for having me.
I'm doing absolutely great. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Sherry, what do you want people to check out?
Pimp Daddy podcast, and go to my IG. I perform all over New York City. Come and see me.
Fantastic.
Sometimes I flash my tits too.
So. Woohoo, Matt.
Comedy Fight Club at Comedy Fight NYC on Instagram. Shows are live every Sunday in New York City. YouTube.com/Comedy Fight Club to watch the episodes. And yeah, follow me on Instagram at RealMattMarin. I'll post when I'm doing stand up shows in New York.
Great. Follow me on Instagram at ZachIsNotFunny. Punch up that live/ZachAmico for all my tickets, but I am taking a little bit of time off waiting for my special to come out. And finally, after that, if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, Z-O-O, and you get a little bit of money off your subscription. You get access to the live chat and the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite gas shows from over the last decade, as well as you get that Friday bonus episode. We do three of these suckers a week. And if you want all three, you got to subscribe. But no matter how you listen or watch the program, thank you so much for tuning in. All right, guys. First of all, I would like your opinion, and I would like our friends in the booth's opinion as well. I'm having what I would call a Larry David moment this morning, where I don't know if I am being sensitive. I don't know if I had a social faux pas. I don't know if I should be upset or if I'm completely overblowing this. So I believe I've spoken to you both before. I live in a majority Middle Eastern neighborhood. My building is about half and half of some holdouts.
Yeah.
Some holdouts.
But from which side?
from the old Bay Ridge.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But my neighborhood, everything is in Arabic. You know, if you want bacon, you got to take a walk.
Yeah, you're getting that turkey bacon.
Yeah, if you want a lamb skull and a gallon of olives, throw a baseball in any direction.
Lamb skull.
No issues with it. Good food.
Yeah.
Nothing to complain about. Got all the best halal carts come right by me. Very happy. Sometimes my building is quite raucous.
Yeah.
Lots of what I would call caravans of families.
Oh, like gypsies.
Just, you know, five ladies, 23 kids, four baby strollers. So the elevator.
They all smell like curry.
Get a bit. No. This is Arab.
Okay. This
is Arab.
They smell like falafel. Sorry.
That's Arab. These are Arabs, not Indians. They also. So I live right by the Alpine, which is a movie theater in Bay Ridge. Which, if you've never seen a woman in a burqa call her baby the N-word, I would highly recommend attending.
Yeah.
However. Usually, it's just like sometimes the elevator, it's a nightmare to get the elevator, whatever, but it's fine. This morning, I'm getting on. I live on the top floor. I'm by myself, about to get in the elevator. I hear a door open, and it's a mom and a kid. Mom is in the full hijab.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's burqa or hijab, the one that's just eyes.
You can just see the eyes only.
Just eyes.
Okay. Yeah. The scary one. Yeah.
She's got a.
They're all scary to me.
Yeah.
Big laundry cart,
yeah,
full of laundry, and then she's got a garbage bag, and she's got a little kid, probably 5 years old, with two garbage bags. And I'm like, ah, that's a lot of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make them stand up here. I'll hold the elevator because I saw them coming down from far down the hall.
Mm.
So I hold the door. They come up, and they don't get on. I go, go ahead, guys. And little kid goes, no.
Oh, because you're a man.
And I go, oh, no, it's fine. We don't. I held the door for you guys. And the lady looks down at the floor, and the kid goes, no, you go. And I went down, and they waited for me, called the elevator back up, and came back down by themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And now my question is, is it me? Is it like that I'm a goof?
No, you're a man. They're not allowed to be alone with
are they not
a man.
I thought that was Hasid's. Is it the same? Are
I
they
think
not
it's
allowed?
The same. I don't
Shannon,
know.
Could you do a little Googling for me? I apologize. I don't know the exact definition.
Was
or
the kid a boy or a girl?
The boy.
So he knew. He knew. He spoke for his mother.
Yeah,
and was like,
he
no.
came up and he goes, no, you go. And I was like, it's okay. And he goes, no, no, no.
Oh, yeah.
And then they came down with their garbage and it hurt my feelings because I don't want them to be. Because sometimes I can tell the little kids are scared of me.
Yeah. You go back and you see them on the elevator with another guy, and it's totally fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes I think the little kids are scared of me.
I think you'd be fun. You have fun hair, fun, cool clothes.
I don't know. Maybe whatever I am might be inadvisable.
Okay.
So I found one thing. It says in Islam, if that's the appropriate religion, a woman should generally not be allowed in a private space with a man who is not... a close relative.
Yes.
Okay.
There you go.
So that would be. So I shouldn't be.
It's no, not, but they could say no, thank you.
Yeah, the son didn't have to go all nasty on you and be like. No,
I didn't want to take it personally.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I was like, that's dumb.
Yeah, I think it's dumb. I think in situations like that, I always assume they didn't mean it personally because then even if they did, it didn't affect me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't want to. I don't want to. Gum up the works either.
Right, yeah.
Now, they don't get on the elevator with me sometimes, too, in my building.
You think they think you're a guy?
No, I just think they probably used to when I look like I work at a manager at Cricket Wireless. You know, I used to look like with the fade and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But now they still don't. But I think it's just because, like, I'm gay as hell. I'm a sinner.
Do you think it's the tattoos?
It's the tattoos.
I've noticed a lot if I don't wear sleeves, the little kids are scared. The little kids get, like, real.
Yeah.
Also, I do have naked ladies. And I think they get weirded out about that.
Yeah.
Right.
But I forget because I grew up with my dad being a welder and everybody had naked ladies tattooed on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old sailor tattoos.
Yeah. Everybody just had that kind of flash art, classless. So, like, I grew up around that. In my head, I was like, that's what you do when you're a grown up.
Yeah. And they're like,
you
no,
get
you guys
bad
are.
Tattoos.
Yeah. All of you are burning in hell, is how they grew up.
Yeah, you get a certain kind of rich when you get your paycheck and spend it all on a tattoo of a lady that would never fuck you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I think you need to camp out outside the elevator and see how they act around other men in the building.
I think
to
I
get
do.
To the bottom
do a poll.
Of it.
All right, yeah. I'll find out.
Zach, you think they could have just been like not trying to be a burden because they had all that shit?
I was thinking that too, but it wasn't a ton. Mm. And I've definitely been on elevators where they put like three strollers on.
Yeah.
You might have to camp out and see what's up.
Yeah, I think I got to get to the bottom of it. But I hope I didn't offend anybody. But
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Another point I wanted to talk to you guys today. I would call myself at this point in my life a bit of a carny between all the things I do.
A bit of a carny.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing that perks your boy's attention quicker than free hotel breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Continental.
Yep.
That buffet. Make your own waffles. Flip them over.
I've never been someone that woke up in time for it until the last few years. Now I will set a goddamn alarm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Go eat, bring something back, and go back to sleep.
Because it's only till like 10 a.m.
I know, yeah.
Why can't they make it till 11 at least?
Yeah.
10 is crazy.
McDonald's rules need to be... McDonald's is too early. I think McDonald's should be 11.
Didn't McDonald's get rid... They were doing all day for a little while.
Yeah, then the pandemic fucked them.
They were.
But I talked to Mike Lawrence about that, and he was like, dude, that was our nightmare, that we would have to do that one day.
Because
I guess the eggs and the burgers cook at different temperatures.
Oh.
So, like, you have to, like, it fucks up your grill space.
Yeah.
The timing of it's all off.
Trust me. I think McDonald's should just open up
a separate Ace, breakfast place.
McDonald's, like whatever that Cosmix was going to be, that was like a more drink heavy place.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
They should just have a McDonald's 24-hour breakfast.
Just like a Waffle House, but yeah. It's McDonald's.
Oh, I love Waffle House. It sucks that we don't have them here.
I know, yeah. Oh, I was just in South Carolina a couple weeks ago, and I think I'm at the point where I put Waffle House over Denny's.
Oh, yeah.
Well, for a long time, any I was day. In the Northeast. When I would travel, I would always stop at Denny's. And then I was like, Waffle House is good too. But in my head, I just loved the feeling of driving on a highway and seeing the Denny's sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was such a like positive.
Nostalgic.
Yeah, it was such a positive just image in my mind.
Was it the Grand Slam,
I was
right?
like, yeah, yeah, I was like Lumberjack Slam.
Yeah.
But I was always like, Waffle House is good. I don't know if it'll overtake. I think it's overtaken it.
I grew up an IHOP boy.
Okay, oh, yeah. I love an IHOP.
IHOP's good. Denny's. Happy, but Waffle House is
smashes it all.
It's dinner and a show.
Yeah, it's also I don't think they've ever gotten. Anytime I've tried to order any kind of modification, they've never. Half the time I say grits instead of hash browns, I still get hash browns.
Yeah.
I think once or twice I've asked for egg whites and not gotten it, and been like, "Yeah, just not going to give me egg whites ever at a Waffle House."
We're both big wrestling guys, but. Watching Kevin, there's a guy who just does What's Your Waffle House Order.
Yeah.
And he asks wrestlers. And they always, you know, half of them, you know, it's they have to go super clean.
Okay.
And Kevin Nash, he talks, he'll go to Waffle House and go, rinse the chicken breast.
Oh.
It's got the marinade on it. And he makes them rinse them off. But he's also 8 feet tall when he walks in.
Yeah.
So I think he can ask for whatever he wants.
Whatever you want, sir. Whatever you want.
Or they'll be like, let me get 12 egg whites.
Oof. Yeah. That's right. Denny's, I will say, was better at when I was wrestling. We would go and we would just get tons of egg whites, and they would make Waffle House. I just do the chicken and eggs.
Yeah.
And it's still fairly healthy. But yeah, I don't think I've ever gotten egg whites at Waffle House.
So I read it then. A hotel breakfast, depending, I will watch videos of people rate hotel breakfasts.
Yeah.
Because not crazy on the make your own waffle.
But if they have round
sausage patties.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And one thing I know, if I go nuts, if they have either biscuits and gravy, which sometimes you'll do down south.
Yeah.
Or the pre-done little omelets.
I've
seen peppers
those.
And cheese.
And
they're
like folded
over.
In the tray
over.
Already.
Yeah.
In the tray.
Yes.
Those were at the hotel I was at in Myrtle Beach had those.
That's a quality. Yeah. But
they hit.
This article that I just saw, hotel guests that had never eat free breakfast again after learning how buffet scrambled eggs are made. Shannon.
Mm. Uh-oh. It's powder, isn't it?
I would assume so.
Wait, what?
So they microwave it.
Yeah.
Is it that bad? No.
I mean,
I've seen people do scrambled eggs in a mug.
Do you remember that back in the day when we were in school, they gave us these milk pouches that were just like in milk? They look like a breast implant.
Yes.
They kind of looked like that with eggs. It's like it was in like a plastic thing and they just microwaved it, right? Is that
I mean, isn't that just mixed up eggs in a thing? And
yeah, and then just heat it up.
What's the difference between that and throwing it in boiling water?
Nothing. It looked fluffy to me and yellow.
It's it's a free breakfast and it's fine.
Yeah,
but you're not gonna.
Yeah.
I mean, the pink goop video from Taco Bell came out.
Oh.
People still eat Taco Bell.
Wasn't pink goop chicken McNuggets?
Oh, that might have been. But there was a Taco Bell video. I mean,
I think it's in everything.
Yeah, stuff with all these places come out. People still go there.
My friend worked at Taco Bell when we were in high school, and he told me that he couldn't eat the ground beef ever again because he said it came as a liquid.
Oh.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine who told me her dad worked in was a lawyer and worked with different fast food companies and said Taco Bell was the only company he ever worked with that he will never eat there.
Because he knows what's up.
Yeah.
Mm. I feel like
we
don't want to know.
Actually, yeah.
Plus, Taco Bell, you can get beans.
That's true.
You can get beans and potatoes.
Yeah, those Lux boxes for $5, too. I don't care what's in it. For $5, I'll take it.
No.
It's not going to be good, however it gets to you, if it's that cheap.
No, we all know how it's going to come out, too. You know, we're going to be sick, go to the bathroom, keep it moving.
And I think Taco Bell's got some of the best options if you're going pretty clean.
Honestly, yeah. I've when I've like done like I kind of want to do something unhealthy but not too bad. Taco Bell, it's not a ton that you're putting in. You get a burrito and a taco. It's not a ton of calories.
I'm way more apprehensive about Subway at this point.
Oh, they make their bread out of something with the yoga mats. Did you hear about that?
I believe
a percentage of it is in the same stuff in yoga mats.
They were brought to court over the tuna not containing the DNA of tuna.
Yeah. Ah.
Like it had, I think it had everything but tuna.
Yeah.
Like they did a DNA test on it and they were like, no, this, whatever this is.
That's like the fake crab meat too. Yeah. Though. It's imitation
That's
crab.
That's a fish though, isn't
but
it?
But it's still a fish, right?
Yeah, like, but it's just not crab.
But what would be fake tuna? What is that?
Yeah.
I
haven't been to a Subway Shannon? In a while.
And then, something with the bread had a filler.
I like their meatballs, Subway meatballs.
The filler was something used in yoga mats, yes.
Yeah.
And gym mats. Which is hilarious because The Simpsons actually had, there's very little meat in these gym mats.
Yeah. I remember getting a while ago like a small pastrami sandwich from Subway, and it wasn't that bad.
No, I
Subway
like
is just the flavor of Subway.
Yes,
they all smell the same too.
I do live near a Blimpie now, and every once in a while I'll go in there and just get like a. I mean, my sandwich.
I lived
order.
Near a Blimpie growing up, and you can Blimpie you can smell from down the street.
I just do chicken and lettuce on whole wheat. It's tough to make that too unhealthy.
Yeah, Shannon, did you find anything about this tuna at Subway?
Yeah, what is in that?
Just give me a second for that, but I did find something about the cold cut combo at Subway.
Let's hear it.
And it's that all the different, because it's supposed to be like salami, bologna, and ham, and it's actually all processed turkey flavored to taste like those things.
So you're not really even eating salami.
Oh, it's like when
turkey.
You used to go to Eastville and order hard liquor. Yeah, and it was all fermented. Do you know that?
No.
Eastville Comedy Club didn't have a liquor license.
God.
Yeah, yep.
The old one on 4th.
Yes,
yeah. That is now.
It's now New York Comedy
now
Club.
Now New York. It used to be Eastville.
Oh,
when,
I didn't know
when
that.
I started.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And they didn't have a liquor license. So they, if you ever go to a club and the liquors are not out at the bar, if they're not on the bar or like in the back.
Okay.
Behind
don't,
the bartender.
Don't order it.
What if
get
it's
a
just
draft.
Like wine and beer. And then
that's
they serve
the,
cocktails.
No, they had a wine.
So
and,
if they serve the cocktails, you know it's not real liquor.
Yeah, so they had a wine and beer license, not a liquor license.
But they were serving.
So if you ordered a Jack and Coke.
What were they giving you?
It was a fermented wine flavored like whiskey mixed with Coke.
Yep.
Oh, that is dangerous.
And it's also like not the right alcohol amount at all.
Yeah.
No. Wine's like 10%.
Yeah, you're like. Why am
so
I
you're,
not
you're,
getting buzzed?
And you're paying $23 for it.
Yeah, no, thank you.
I remember when I first, the first time I went there, someone told me that. So I actually never tried it.
If you can't do
it,
shots.
Yeah, that's a good point. If I can't do a shot, I don't want your liquor. Yeah, that's true.
I was in Philly this weekend and.
Love Philly.
Overcame a very upsetting. Someone stole my cheesesteak.
Wait.
From the hotel lobby.
Oh,
did you DoorDash it?
DoorDashed it, and I was a minute behind them. He dropped it off on the thing, and I walked in, and it was gone. To the pack that I called him, and he hadn't even gotten back on his bike yet.
Wow.
And I went, hey, man, where's my food? And he goes, I just dropped it right here. And the receptionist's like, we didn't see anybody.
That's crazy. That almost happened to me because I'm staying in Delaware because I don't stay with my parents. I stay in a hotel. We also DoorDash, but we DoorDash Wawa. And this old guy was going through my bag. In the lobby. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I thought someone left Wawa here. And I'm like, no. So that's cheesesteak's even worse.
So I felt bad. I actually got the refund because I'm Uber Platinum.
Yeah.
Hell
so
yeah.
So they gave me the and I reordered it and the poor guy had to go back. I didn't know I was gonna get the same guy.
Where did you order from?
The same cheese Pat's.
Oh hell yeah.
And I ordered the same guy had to go back on his bike and go get it again.
Well, he got paid twice.
I did. I gave him $25.
Damn, Zach, you are a good guy. You're a good guy. I respect that.
I also got Primo hoagies, which oh boy, I got an Italian and a meatball. Mm. Very happy boy.
I haven't had Primo in a long time.
So here, you guys can another one. You can judge me. Am I too bougie? Yesterday, I'm leaving Philly, and the bus from Philly sucks.
Oh, yeah.
It drops you off at Port Authority. Then I got to get it all the way home from Port Authority with my bag and all that shit. So let me see how much Amtrak is. Amtrak was and $50 fucking bucks.
Yeah, I've seen, I did an Amtrak a couple years ago to Toronto, and it was like 120 both ways. I'm like, great deal to Toronto.
One way from Philly was
I've been looking, like, I want to go to Boston sometime this summer, and it's like they're all $120 just to Boston, even a month or two in advance.
Yeah, but from New York
to Philly.
To Philly, a buck 50.
Day of was a $1.50.
Crazy, that's robbery.
So I just put it my house in Uber.
And how much was the Uber?
$175.
See, it was only $25 more.
So I called it. The first guy canceled, which I get.
Yeah, he's not driving that far.
Second guy pulled up. He did not have a Philly license plate. He had
Jersey.
If you're in Jersey, and you're going to New York, you want a license plate that starts with T. Because that means they can drive in New York.
Okay.
This, I think, started with an N, which I think might have been a Jersey license plate.
Probably. He's a black Jersey driver.
I didn't want to say that.
Was he. But GPS in French.
Whoa. Oh, so he was Creole. Boy. He was Haitian. He's an island boy. French. Yeah, Creole.
He picks me up, and I thought I was going to be pissed. All smiles. And I went, I mean, the light, it was daytime, but all smiles regardless.
Right. You could see his teeth in the daytime.
And was this an appropriate tip for that ride? So the ride took about 1 hour 45.
That's normal.
I handed him 40 when I got in cash, and then I tipped him another 45 on the app.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good day for him?
Oh, yeah.
Yo, 40 is enough. 20 in the beginning, 20 when you get out. But you doubled it.
Well, I wanted to take care of his driving all the way to fucking Brooklyn from Philly.
Yeah, that's true.
I figured he probably can't pick somebody up until he gets back.
So
I wanted to take care of him for that way back. I wanted to take care of his gas, and I wanted to take care of him for the way back.
You filled his tank twice.
But, like, that's decent, right?
I think so.
No, that's generous.
Do you think he was like, that's a good day?
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, your karma is going to be good for you, bro.
I over tip on everything. I always think about.
I try to tip well too.
If it's raining, I tell people this all the time. I keep a thing of singles next to the door, so whenever I have singles, I throw it in there.
Nice.
And when I order food, I tip on the app. But then if it's raining,
you'll give them
or
cash.
It's gross out. Yeah. I'll throw them an extra something.
What about when you're out? Because everywhere asks for a tip. Like, if you go and get a slice of pizza, they ask for a tip.
Fuck that.
Yeah. What about coffee shop?
No, my barista's not getting a tip.
Okay.
If I have change, maybe.
There's a coffee shop near where I live that I go to, like, multiple times a week where I sit and write and do editing.
That's different.
Well, usually,
you're using the space.
If you're a regular, maybe.
Yeah, sometimes I will. Yeah. There's times where I'm like, I never really do, like, tip the barista coffee shop. I'm like, this place, I feel like I should more than I do.
Yeah, if they turn around that iPad.
Yeah.
And they want to, it's like, lady.
Get out of here.
No.
Yeah. What about bathroom attendants? Because when I was at Yes.
Yeah.
And the bathroom, but like every time, like if I'm going in there multiple times, I'm going to give them, I gave them a 20.
And
I said to her, I said, I'm going to be in here a lot tonight, you know, so this is for the whole night. And I gave her a 20.
Yeah.
I think that's fine.
Okay.
And I never know what to give them.
It's awkward.
Yeah. I don't want help.
Yeah. Mints. It's a frustrating one because I
think you tip them if you use something of their.
I mean, they have the paper towels ready for you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you like ask for like a breath mint from them,
right, or a little spray of cologne,
tampon,
yeah, but outside, it's frustrating because it's like I don't need this. Like you're forcing me to use your help I wouldn't otherwise.
Yes, it's uncomfortable.
Now I feel like I'm being monitored.
Yeah, and they stare you down too, and they're like, "Take it and give me money right now."
Exactly. Yeah, like, it's like, damn. I have to thank you for a thing I didn't ask for.
And they always look borderline homeless.
Yeah,
you know, or unhoused.
Strip clubs have guys in suits.
Well, that's different. Yeah.
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 Hey guys, today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you use Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you do use Kratom, there's only one place to get it from, and that's YoKratom.com. Why? because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. So stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of Kratom at a time when you go to Yo Kratom and get a whole kilo delivered right to your door for just $60. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. Check them out. Let them know you love them because I know I do. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
That's true.
Shen, AJ, what do you think about the Uber from Philly to Brooklyn? Was that retarded?
I feel like that was an excessively nice tip because, like, yes. I'll sometimes Uber to Pennsylvania and back, and that fare varies from like $150 to like $350.
Damn.
And depending on the amount, but it's like $150, I'll tip like $20-25.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
So I was good to the kid?
Very, very good.
Very All right. good.
I get nervous that they're going to like hate me.
You were able to like feed
40,
the whole.
50.
Yeah.
40-50. So I think like. Because, yeah, think about it, he's got to come all the way back, and that's, like, what, like an hour and a half. But I think, I think 80 is very generous, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. All right. Well, if there's one thing we love on this show, it's animal revenge. And we have got some good ones today. This one that we're starting with is just a story, but I think this shows nature at its finest.
All right. Let's go. Primal.
This is an infamous killer elephant that has an issue with a family. And over the last 14 years has stalked, followed them, and murdered 4 different members.
And it's a bull? It's a male? Of
I will find out,
okay,
Shannon.
Okay.
Yes, it is a bull.
Yeah.
It's a bull. Let's bull go. Is a male elephant.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
I've been to Africa a few times. That's the only reason why I know that.
You don't have to go to Africa to know that, to be fair.
I didn't know before, though. I had no idea that we're called that.
His name is Derby.
Hell yeah.
Apparently, his death toll is now up to 25.
He's Hell yeah.
25 the Dexter of elephants.
They've been, so this particular family, yeah, so I believe it was like 2012 was when, or 2010, he attacked this guy's parents. He went on to move 9 miles away, which maybe isn't quite far enough, but and he crossed a river, so he moved across the river. And then now most recently, it broke into their home and killed his daughter-in-law and his 4-year-old grandson.
Broke into the home?
And here's the thing I don't understand. So they're tracking this elephant.
Okay, by home.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I don't think he, like, got through a security gate and knew the code and, like, snuck in.
Yeah. He just huffed and puffed.
I don't think there was, like, a giant concrete wall that he had to come crashing through.
No.
I have a feeling he could kind of probably just
mosey
walk
on
through
on.
The house.
Mm.
Like, not through the door. Like, I think he could probably just walk through whatever the structure was.
Yeah.
See?
Shannon, am I incorrect?
Isn't, like, any pictures of it, but I'm assuming that's probably right. So they say that they have been tracking the elephant, that there's a collar on the elephant, and that they track it hour by hour to see where it is. And there was a time a few years ago that they had like a bunch of soldiers corner it, take shots at it. They shot it twice and it just got away. Yes. But they also said that in 2016, they like refit the collar. So it's like if you're, again, I'm against killing animals.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
But if you're trying to kill it and you're adjusting the collar, isn't that your time to maybe do it?
Yeah, yeah. Sneak up on him.
Yeah,
they shot. They the collar. Shot him twice and missed, and then went to adjust his collar, but didn't try to
kill him.
They got close enough to adjust the collar.
I don't know how hard elephants are to kill, but didn't Edison
electrocute
one?
Yes.
Oh yeah,
yes, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
So if you could walk them into an execution,
that's true.
How hard is it? This has to be some ineptitude. Yeah.
And seeing elephants up close like that, their eyes, they're very wise. They're very smart. So there's a reason why he's killing all these people. Something must have very, very wrong happened to him and his family.
I read recently that crows remember faces for 14 years.
Pigeons, too, I heard.
Maybe it's like that he just...
Yes.
Not because of the area, but it could be a scent.
That's what I was, the smell. Because if he went
Maybe
to their home,
he just
home,
hates
he
what they fucking
them.
Cook. Maybe he
Maybe.
Hates it.
Yeah.
He's like, true.
You don't know, too spicy. Well, God bless.
Well,
God,
where was this?
Shannon?
Let me find exactly the area.
In Thailand or Africa?
Probably. I think it's India, but hold on. India.
I was going to say, what part of India?
It says, in Nepalese town.
Nepal is right by.
Nepal.
Is right. Borders India. That's Nepal. That's the Mount Everest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And elephant bulls, they have huge donks.
Sherry has cute Nepals.
And they're nice and pink, too.
We've got a... two videos. Let's start with my favorite genre, man versus bull.
Let's go.
AKA, sometimes the bull wins.
Yeah, usually.
I would hope so. Oh, running of the bulls.
The
leaping up into the face.
Diving headbutt.
Yo. Oh, yeah.
That's what Conor McGregor wish he did. This last fight. Look at that.
I mean.
Oh, man.
That is.
It's a wrap. He's knocked unconscious.
The arm is what makes me think he's gone.
I mean, his legs weren't even going. He had no reflexes. All right,
one more time, Shannon. Boom.
Oh, God. Look, man.
Yeah, when the arm's still up, I said that of some, my buddy Sonny is very, very entertaining pro wrestler. He said about Jack Swagger losing at Power Slam.
Oh, I saw that video,
this weekend.
Yeah.
He goes, you know, it's not good for your brain when you're doing the rolling on a river dance.
Yeah.
Dude, this guy got knocked, Sherry, this guy got knocked out, and this is, he goes like this.
Oh, he started doing that as he was going down.
Yeah.
Oh, I used to watch the Power Slap when Dana White first put it out.
I never liked it. It always is like
I liked it.
It's
I liked
too
it
much.
At first.
It's too
like
much.
It.
Matt and I both also have a lot of history with CTE.
Yeah,
and people we love.
That makes sense.
That are
that makes sense.
No longer of this mortal coil.
Yeah. Right.
When you hang out with wrestlers, you really like we have we have a mutual friend Lee.
Yes, yeah.
And Lee had to retire from wrestling because of multiple concussions.
And they don't care, right? They're like, it's a gimmick. Let's get him in here. If he's
no. Once you get so many, you can't anymore. You hit a point and you
that's
can't.
It.
You're
and
done.
It's also different at this point. Even when I was wrestling, which isn't like crazy long ago, but like 2010, 11 or so, I would get a concussion and wouldn't tell anyone because I didn't want them to not
right,
let me wrestle.
Right, you wanted to keep going.
And even at the time, there were some people starting to care more about it. But that was even that was a little before like the movie Concussion came out.
Yeah.
But at this point, guys are even more likely to say, yeah, I probably shouldn't.
Yeah, and our friend Lee had so many that he had to retire, and it's like when you find out how rough it is. Like he was playing softball with his girlfriend's kid. Aaron just missed ball, kind of clocked him.
Okay,
he had to go inside for 3 days.
Wow,
because he couldn't see the natural light hurt so bad.
Yeah. Oh my God.
That he couldn't leave the house.
Man, I've had a few concussions, like three or four, just from like fighting or an accident. And the doctor, is this true? Like when you get hit hard enough, your brain bounces off
that's
your skull.
That's what
right?
a concussion
yeah,
is.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. And so if that happens multiple times,
you don't even need to
it's
hit
not
your,
reversible.
Yeah,
it's
you
like
don't
irreversible,
even need to
right?
Hit your,
like you're done.
No, you could just get slammed and the way it jostles you.
Yeah.
Or like I had a friend that got a bad one from a long car ride with no shocks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it shook them
those
up.
Those old school cars. Just
and the thing with concussions, the more you get,
the easier it is to get
like,
more.
The quicker you can get the more susceptible you are.
Okay. I had three in 6 months, the last 6 months I wrestled.
And there's no cure for it. That's it.
No.
There's no coming back.
So actually, when I had my brain surgery, I thought it was because of long-term effects of concussions because I was like acting erratic and I was having mood swings.
I've heard the
And I got looked at for concussions and they found out everything was fucked up. Then they found out I was just born with the thing they had to remove.
Oh,
so once
no
they
shit.
Got that out, I didn't have any of the symptoms anymore. But it is the type of thing where now if I start noticing those things, I have places to go for concussion management therapy because my last concussion that I know of, I was like 22.
Okay, that's not
so. But I had I had four or five I knew of, and my doctor at the time said that in a contact athlete, that means probably 10 to 12.
That's crazy.
Just because you'll get them without even realizing the severity of them. And having three in 6 months was a lot.
Look at Cassius Clay, Muhammad Ali.
Yep.
It changes your voice.
Listen to any boxer
voice,
talk,
right?
Any old boxer talk.
Did Mike Tyson used to talk like that?
Yeah, he always talked like that.
Well,
Mike Tyson always did.
He always talked like that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, but a lot of old boxers, when you see them, they call it punch drunk.
Yes, punch drunk. Like, okay. like wet brain almost, kind of.
For those of you that have not seen the masterpiece, Death to Smoochie.
I haven't seen that in so long.
There's a boxer character who's punch drunk, and they have him basically do like the De Niro, like he owns a steakhouse, but he's retarded.
Yeah.
He just walks around the steakhouse like being nice to people.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting seeing old UFC fighters, because with boxing, like those big gloves, you take repeated hits.
16-ounce gloves, 14-ounce gloves. UFC fighters are 4-ounce gloves.
I know.
Right?
So you're actually not taking as many repeated hits to the head, because those gloves protect the person doing the punching more than the person
100%.
Getting hit. 100%. So UFC fighters, and also fights can end earlier.
Yes.
So I think it's possible UFC fighters won't be punch drunk the same way old boxers
are. No, but they're also doing MMA. They're doing multiple different martial arts.
Exactly.
Rather, boxing
it's not
is just constant
punching.
You know, did you watch the last fight, Conor McGregor?
I had a free 20 seconds.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that? It looked like
I think he knew he was in no shape. I think he even said today that they told Dana that he was not fit.
No.
And they said, we got to do it anyway.
Yeah. He tried his ground game early on, too. I'm like, yo, you look like a fucking fag trying to get topped right now.
Yeah.
Like,
I think he was praying to God for a flash win.
Mm.
I think he was like, all I can do is run at this fucking guy and try and kick him. He very obviously blew his knee out on that first run.
Yeah.
I think he was previously injured and went, I'm never doing this again. Like,
no.
If anything, he's going to have a freak show fight.
Yeah.
In a couple years.
With Jake Paul.
I was just going to say that. He should fight Jake Paul.
He's either
going to
have a Jake Paul fight or in a couple of years, one of those startup companies.
Like Aiden Ross's brand risk.
Whatever.
He's
going to have some rematch with somebody or have some like celebrity fight.
That's about it for him now. That's about it.
I mean, Patty had a really good fight.
I love Patty.
So Patty, I think having a good fight, the cool entrance and all is
and that great finish.
I've never seen a guillotine like that.
That was amazing.
That was
so he was fucking gladiator mode.
But then when he put his legs over him, that was
so I think that'll make UFC fans maybe not feel entirely ripped off by that main event.
That's true.
I felt similarly. I thought Patty looked so good.
Yeah.
He's a wild boy too.
I saw the clip of before the fight when Conor McGregor called Max Holloway his son, and then Max Holloway's like teenage son was in the crowd.
Oh, and then he's like, "Who's your dad?"
Yeah.
He's like, "Who's your daddy now? Who's your daddy now?" I was like, "Go ahead, little boy. You look so cute right now." You look so cute.
But it is what it is. I do think he was not prepared for it. And I think he knew. Also, I'll tell you this, and this is just my personal experience. I shattered my leg wrestling in high school.
Oh, wow.
I never felt confident wrestling quite like... There's a reckless abandon you have.
Okay.
And the second you get a... When I say, like, you know, snap a limb injury.
Yeah.
See, I've never had... I've had a
broken neck, or for me, I turned my fucking ankle all the way around.
Oh!
Yeah.
You're never on your feet the same... Silver was
mentally,
never...
Mentally.
Anderson Silver was never the same fighter.
Oh, man.
I was having this conversation with somebody else. You can train as much as you want.
Yeah.
It's mental.
Mentally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're a very... And these guys are exceptionally special athletes.
Oh, for sure.
I think there's something even beyond that for you to ignore how bad, like, you're never quite yourself
again. If it's that bad of an injury, it's a wrap. Like,
has there been an injury like that that someone really fully came back from?
Not that I'm thinking.
I'm trying to think of Ben Askren.
The way his leg snapped like that.
Yeah, maybe in football.
Maybe, but maybe. There's certain ones that like you're
no,
just done.
No, a snap like that, no. Guys would come back with like a torn ACL or something.
I was like, Paul George had like a similar.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. He did. Yeah.
Okay, I forgot about that.
And I guess he's not the same player he was when he was younger, but some of that is also he's just older now.
Yeah, and then certain injuries, that's why we have wrestlers.
Yeah.
What was that one groin injury that took everybody out? Ron Simmons had it. I think JBL had it. Goldberg had it.
It was just a groin injury.
It's like a major groin. Basically,
it like stretches too much. Like,
it's like it ends your career.
Yeah,
it's a career-ending football injury.
Oh, that's I think abdominal tear. I think it was.
Maybe it is. Yeah, it's whatever. It's
a bunch of them got
a lot of them get it young, and that's when you got all those football. I think Vader might have had it too.
Yeah, a lacerated liver.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Well, what, who was that? Ron Simmons.
Yeah.
Was that on the football field? I thought somebody did that to him.
It said a sustained a major injury in the early 90s, which kept him sidelined.
Yeah, all right. That's right.
I think he did way more damage to his liver in pro wrestling, to be honest.
And then he burst Ahmed Johnson's.
Yes. Yeah.
He burst his liver?
So there was a guy.
Is that recorded? I want to watch that.
There's a guy named Ahmed Johnson who was huge.
Okay.
He also could not pronounce the name of his own move.
Yeah.
What was his move?
The Pearl River Plunge, which I've never seen him get out.
Yeah.
It was like watching a kid, like, you know, like, if you ever seen a video of a kid learn a term and they're just working on it?
Yeah.
He was like that the entire time.
The Pearl River Plunge.
The Pearl River Plunge.
And he was sloppy. He wore elbow pads on his knees.
Did
he wear knee pads on his arm?
He was like an impressive looking guy who then just like, it's like the typical action figure pro wrestler who then every possible thing you could do to mess that up for himself.
And he was hurting everybody. And Ron Simmons, at the time Farouk, was a real athlete, football player.
Yeah.
Proud black man.
Yeah.
Old school, proud. Natural hair, black man.
Yes.
Oh, okay. And, nappy roots.
And he hurt. Yeah. And Ahmed hurt him. And he waited. He came back from the injury, and he kicked him what in the spleen?
I think it was spleen or liver.
Oh,
yeah.
And liver shot. You're done.
He kicked him so hard that it burst.
Yeah.
In the ring, I think.
That's crazy.
Like he lined it up.
If you can learn how to give someone a good liver shot, it's a wrap.
And he lined it up, and you know he was sitting at home for months going, I'm gonna fucking kill this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Done.
Because I guess he heard him, and then in wrestling rules, you have to check on the guy.
There's a receipt.
You are advised to go to the hospital with him if you hurt somebody.
Okay.
And the least you can do is call him once a week. And say, hey, how are you doing? Do you need anything?
Did you see that Rampage Jackson's son?
Yeah, he's in jail now.
And is that a real? That wasn't a skit.
No,
that was real.
His
ego got hurt. And
that was
he really
a skit
hurt
that went
wrestler.
Too far.
Yeah.
So
he was definitely supposed to interfere,
but he wasn't supposed to do what he did, right?
No, he was supposed to just tackle the guy.
And
yeah,
so
you
he really did go
in
over
wrestling.
The line.
Yeah, you give yourself up to. People,
okay.
And you're supposed to protect each other.
Right.
So if you're like...
I know it's real fighting with a script, but it's still real fighting.
But it's like if I'm, you know, when The Rock gets punched and then turns back like this, in a real fight, you wouldn't stick your head out like that to
get
punched.
It's a show.
Okay.
So
it's a show.
Guy who's laying on the ground,
knocked out,
letting guy
stop.
Tackle him, he's not protecting himself because he's assuming that guy's not going to do that. That's not like you didn't accomplish anything. You beat a defenseless person.
And he is going to jail for it.
I believe he got 90 days.
Mm. All right. Well,
for something.
He should get his ass beat.
He fucked that guy up.
He should get his ass beat.
Hey, guys. You ever wake up in the morning and just feel soft? Like your coffee's warming your hands, but not doing a damn thing for your balls or your brain? That's why our great friends created Body Brain Coffee. It's not just coffee. It's coffee with purpose, specifically testosterone. Packed with clinically backed ingredients like Tongkat Ali, this isn't your girlfriend's oat milk latte. This is for men who want to get their edge back in the gym, in the boardroom, and in the bedroom too. And it's not just about testosterone. Body Brain is also built to dial in your focus, clarity, and mood thanks to lion's mane, ashwagandha, and L-theanine. So while your basic brew is giving you the jitters and a crash, Body Brain Coffee is helping you stay sharp, calm, and locked in all while supporting your natural T levels. If you're serious about your energy, your mindset, and your masculinity, it starts with what you put in your cup. Body Brain Coffee has Tongkat Ali, Lion's Mane, Ashwagandha, L-theanine, and premium freeze-dried Colombian coffee. It's got a bold, rich taste with no fillers. Save 15% today with the code ZOO15, Z-O-O-1-5, at bodybraincoffee.com. That's bodybraincoffee.com. Power your day. Fuel your drive. Let's get back into the show.
Well, we do have one more animal video.
Is it the bison? Is it the bison one?
Oh, it certainly is.
Oh, hell yeah.
This made my weekend. Shannon, I know Lewis had sent this as well, but I do think we have ownership over animal attack videos, or at least large animals. And this is a park, right, Shannon?
Yeah, Yellowstone National Park.
This is Yellowstone, where apparently you are told at this point, don't get out of the car.
Right.
And don't get an animal's attention.
Right. Don't feed them. Don't get out of the car.
Don't
bring them over.
Fuck with them. Okay. So this is a bison.
Ooh. Look at that big daddy right there. Mm. Oh, he is just fucking going.
Is there sound?
Well, that's a picnic. Someone's having a picnic.
No, there's. I can try to find another video.
Don't worry about it then. So, now this...
We're on the Yellowstone Park right now with a male bison.
They're way too close to this thing.
Oh, he's like a puppy.
Yeah, he's rolling around. He's having a good time.
Aww. This is so cute.
And now he's a little too close. And
look how big he is compared to the trees. Oh my God, he just knocked over that whole tree.
Yep.
He's got to be a baby. Like, he just seems like a little, he seems like a teenager almost. Get him. Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't see this. That was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Let's watch this old man fly.
Yo, Grandpa.
So, by the way, Grandpa is fine. He took pictures. He said it
was okay.
Embarrassing, and that he admitted he was wrong.
Yo.
And that he was he said he should not have been near.
Play with the bull. Get the horns, Grandpa.
Look at the size of that thing.
Oh, my God.
How high do you think he went?
He went
that's
up
like 10
past
feet.
That tree.
That's
10,
like
12
10 feet in the air.
10,
I was going to say that's a 12. His foot probably hit 12, 14
and
feet.
And no broken bones. He's
fine.
Said
he's fine. Just took a fucking good flip.
Yeah, he landed into the tree a bit. I feel like the landing's where you're going to break the bones.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did see Chad Ochocinco, the former NFL player, tweeted, "Bison have no lateral movement. Hezzy to the right, sidestep to the left. Hope the tourist is okay." A former NFL player breaking down how to juke out a bison.
Yes.
Yeah, but it's so, think about how wide the head is. Like, you got to clear that thing.
And
yeah,
it's like half of this table is head. That's
it's like a truck running that dude. That's
look
fucking
at that.
Oh,
oh my God! Now he looks like an old school boomer. So even if he is hurt, he's probably not going to tell you he's that hurt.
Yeah, I agree.
He's going to ego. It's just going to be like, I got hit by a bison. I'm good.
How long until there's like deathmatch wrestlers taking hits from animals like that?
I'd pay for that.
They used to do the wrestling bears back in the day. And with the kind of crazy shit they do on some deathmatch stuff, I'm sure like Joey Janela will take a hit from a bison.
I think, if anything, the PETA would probably prevent that before they would prevent somebody getting hurt.
What if it was in
like
Russia,
that?
Though?
Yeah.
You had to do it in, like, Russia. They don't give a shit.
Yeah, Tracy Smothers used to wrestle bears.
Yeah, there's a lot of former pro wrestlers. They would wrestle bears, and I've heard them talk about it. They'd say they'd be, like, pet the bear and be friendly with it.
Now, what kind of bear are they? Brown bears, black bears?
I think brown bears, usually.
Yeah.
Because that's the one you
they're
can, like,
play. They're more human-like.
They're the ones you can play with.
Yes.
And then you would kind of, like, be playing with them, and it looks like you're wrestling, but you're, like, playfully fighting
them.
Well,
isn't it? I thought it was black bears you could take.
Is it black
maybe
bears? Definitely not a grizzly.
Not
a grizzly.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, my God.
Bear. Yep.
No question about it.
So essentially, you're playing with this thing. And by the way, this
is
a baby. That's a baby.
Yeah.
Yes, that is
like a
tiny.
Teenager,
that is
right.
Yeah, there's no the big ones are like way bigger than that. The adult ones, I want to say.
Wow. Once he gets competition. And he has a chain on him.
Yeah.
What do they do with the nails? Do they cut the nails down?
Them, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it might be black bears, because I know the thing is black attack, brown lay down.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think
white
black,
knight.
What about a kangaroo? I would love to see
we talked about that recently
man.
On a show. They used to box kangaroos at carnivals.
Oh, I would love to see that.
Because they're tripods. You can't knock them out.
No, and they got six packs, too.
Well, because of the tail, you can't knock them out, but they have little heads, so they would be out on their feet. But...
And they
once they
feet.
Get pissed, if they go back on the tail, they're not kicking you.
Okay.
They're trying to gut you with the talons.
Mm. Oh, so they're going back on their tail and trying to take their talons and slice you
yeah,
through.
Yeah, they're trying to cut your belly open.
Woo!
All right, we got a lot of fun animal shit in. I would like, this is an animal one, but this is on top of my boy the Necro Butcher, who got completely bloodied and destroyed this weekend and will be famous the next few weeks after Dark Side of the Ring. Guy at tobacco store, unfazed by bear mace. Look at this old man who does... Talk about stand your ground and protect your store.
Hell yeah. Oh! He threw it right back at him.
I wasn't even here when she was working. Where were you?
Oh, he has glasses on. Somewhere else. No. He has sunglasses on.
Can we help you? I'm not going to serve you.
By the way, I meant when I said stand in your ground, not mean protect. It's not his story.
But he's standing. Yeah, he's standing his point. He's making a point. I've been bear maced before, and it does not feel good.
Hey,
it hurts really bad.
Good for you, big man.
Oh! Okay.
That was when you're like, all right, what do you want?
No, it's starting to burn. It has to be. Glasses or not. Oh, again. He hit him again.
Can I get cops to 2733
18th Avenue?
This is crazy. Oh, that sucks.
This is
please hang up and dial 911.
That's... His pain tolerance must be insane.
Yeah, it looks like they fucked him up.
I was walking around naked in my house throwing almond milk on my eyes for 24 hours making my wife read me a story because it hurt so bad for a whole day.
How did you get bear meat?
I cut somebody off at Prospect Park, the circle. I cut someone off and he was in a Subaru and I cut him off. He cut me off and then I got out and was like, let's go, faggot, you know? And then he... pulled out the bear mace and sprayed me, and I was like, you didn't even get me. And then he did, and then he drove away. And then I called Siri, call my wife, and then she called 911. The cops came, ambulance came. They gave me saline in my eyes. They took me to the ER. The doctor was like, we can't do anything. It just has to, you just have to wait. It was like orange and red.
Oh, God.
It was horrible.
Now, was it almond milk because that's what you had in the house?
Yeah, because we're fucking lesbians, and my wife doesn't have real whole milk. Dumb bitch. Should have gave me real whole milk.
Does almond milk even help?
It didn't. And I thought a shower would help. It only made it burn worse. And it was in my hair, too. So then when I was, the water was running down the mace in my hair again. Ugh. Yeah. So I just had her read me Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Because I was like, take the mind off of it, you know? Like, it was crazy.
Brutal.
So for that guy to just stand there.
Yeah.
Twice and get hit and nothing happened, that's insane.
Yeah.
Would you rather get bear maced in the face or asshole?
No, because I know how it feels on the face.
So, well, for you, it's different because it's going to drip.
Yeah, yeah.
It's going to hit the pus.
Yeah, yeah.
You're going to get some residual.
Yeah, that's you guys
I think
are external.
I would take asshole. It'll hurt. No one else will see it at least.
You just be walking around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I would go asshole too. AJ,
you
have an asshole in a face?
Probably face. That seems like very uncomfortable for a while. I don't know.
It was a good 24 hours before I could be okay.
Oh, one thing, Sherry, is that the guy who's flipped over on your shirt?
What?
The bull.
Oh, that's funny.
Wow. Oh!
So for me, I feel like if you got bear maced in the asshole, you could just sit in a ice bath.
Yeah.
As opposed to you can't keep your head underwater permanently. Yeah,
you're 100%
I can, like,
right.
Put something on my I could, like, stay an at home pack. And watch some movies or
yeah,
something.
You can put an ice pop up your ass.
Yeah.
Yes, some peas in the butt cheeks.
I have been sleeping with a frozen eye mask lately.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
I
love cold stuff.
Putting an ice pop up my ass. Can someone bear mace my ass? Oh.
I got you, bro.
Yeah.
I got you. What a lesbian.
Guy who keeps getting bear mace in the asshole, so he's like, oh no, I guess I got to put another ice pop up here.
Yeah. Gee golly.
He purposely gets the one that are two on one stick.
Yeah.
I just visualized that actually in my mind. So
someone's like, "You put a chocolate ice cream pop up your ass. It wasn't chocolate.
No,
no, no.
You put a frozen banana up your ass.
No. Oh no, dingleberries.
Right. Here's another silly one. God bless this gentleman. This is my kind of taste. Man documents his torta challenge on Hinge,
and
the internet
torta.
Is speechless. "Quote unquote." Cracking tortas left and right.
Let's go.
There you go.
I love a torta. Well, she's a hot torta. God damn.
Experiment to see how many tortas I can crack in 30 days. And let's just say this challenge is going a little bit better than I expected. After spending some time last night with Camila, that now makes it 5 tortas cracked, which is more than days that we've been doing the challenge. And if you're wondering how I consistently crack these tortas, I just find a picture just like this of a model that these tortas already find attractive and just have Regen replace his face with mine so I can stay looking fresh on my dating apps. My Hinge continues to stay flooded with tortas, and I'm going to keep you guys updated on the results and make sure that you come back for day 5.
Okay. She was bad. That's not a real torta.
Great.
Like, a real torta is like 5 in the morning, you meet her, you know.
If one of them gets mad at him, it's going to look like that bison video again.
Yeah,
no?
He's just upside smack down. I mean, I guess it's a little deceptive to put your head on somebody else's body, but if they're fully clothed,
he doesn't look that much different.
Yeah, it's not that deceptive. It's really just like pretending you own a suit.
Yeah, yes, honestly, exactly. When he said that, my first thought was, I was like, damn, I should do that because it is my face.
Right.
And it's 100% your face and the body's not too much of a lie.
Maybe that guy's taller, though.
Yeah.
See, you guys are tall men, so it's different. Where that guy
I wouldn't put my face on like someone whose body looks entirely different than mine also,
Yeah, I would be afraid of buyer's remorse.
Yes.
Like, I feel like my issue when I was still single, I think I was overly honest.
Mm.
Like, where I would, like, know I was putting up funny pictures of me, like, shirtless and stuff.
Yeah.
But then it kind of worked for me on my own. Like, it got me married.
100%. Girls love funny motherfuckers, man.
But I would like, we had a challenge. This was so long ago. We did it was me, Lewis, and Dave, and we recorded this as a podcast. I don't think we ever released it. It was for a demo for something where we each signed up for Tinder.
Yeah.
And put our location as the Creek of the Cave.
Okay.
And we were competing to see who could get a girl to come to the Creek of the Cave within an hour.
An hour.
And, Lewis had like 3 big black chicks that were pretty close.
Damn.
Like Lewis did the best. Dave did good. I had one girl swipe back and it was just to tell me you're creepy.
Oh.
But I will say the picture I chose was me with no shirt on in clown makeup holding a hunting knife.
That's bro. Come on. Yeah.
But
why would she think you're creepy?
Yeah, that's exactly.
I feel like if you lead with that, you're going to get what you want.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, it's one of those, the odds aren't good, but the goods are odd.
Yeah.
Right. Service with a smile.
Like, I feel like I'm going to get what I'm looking for with, like, it's the difference between hunting with, fishing with dynamite. And fishing with,
fishing
a sniper rifle.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to catch a lot of civilian broads.
No, but you're going to catch the right one.
But I'm going to catch what I'm looking for with that.
Absolutely.
Which is a lunatic.
That's one way to put it. I like that. That's a good way to put it.
My tortiest of tortas was from OkCupid, and she was big.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Japanese people stop her in the street to ask for a picture. Bit.
Right. It's like that. Yeah.
She used to wear the like the baby doll kawaii dresses.
Oh, I know what you're talking
with
about.
With the frills and
yes,
shit.
Yes, yes,
and
yes,
dressed
yes.
like an anime.
They
girl.
All love that baby doll shit.
But
of their
she
form.
Was
big. Big bitch. Big old girl.
Yeah, like.
Big old girl.
If I was on top of her, I don't think both knees were hitting the bed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
you can see the ass from the front. You
yeah.
know? Yeah.
Mm. And then, no, her ass was not great.
Oh, no?
No, she had giant fat
Every
tits.
Torta I had was like a square ass.
Yeah, she didn't
you know
have a
mean?
Great ass.
It was like a it was
and
like
then,
square.
Torta with tortilla ass.
Yes, yeah. yes. Flat
and then,
tortilla ass. Well, it was.
And my friend Stuart's a bear, he's a big gay guy. And I was showing him pictures of the two of us having sex. And he goes, ooh, she's got a guy butt. And I was like,
oh,
man.
No. Yeah.
It ruined it for it. It made me like
oh,
not.
No.
It ruined it.
And yeah. they all had bushes. Like big. They none of them were like
mine
clean
didn't.
Shaven down there.
Mine didn't. I think that might be.
They were trimmed up, but they were still like a bush.
I think
you
know? When they have a gut, I think sometimes it's not the easiest maneuver.
Exactly.
You might need a friend.
And ooh. They got that fupa. Ooh,
you
got to pull it up a little bit. Get on the edge of the bed, you know, so you pull it up because she's that big.
Yeah, she was quite the big. That was when I used to have a mirror lengthways across my bed that was up against the wall.
Genius.
Genius. quite a few documentations at the time.
Right.
Yeah. I like all the whimsical things we've come up with for fat girl. Fupa, torta.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah, it's just piggin'.
Yeah.
But hey, she was a blend. She was very fun. She just, she once told, she got mad at me. Because I turned her down one time because I was seeing somebody, and she told me she goes you don't have the emotional capability to be monogamous.
And
I think she was projecting.
That maybe yeah, or she wanted you to like make her monogamous. You know,
no,
like,
she wanted
her.
Me to be a serial cheater. Because I think she didn't have the ability. That's the girl, the clocking in, clocking out girl that I've talked about a bunch of times.
I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Yep.
I went to leave and there was a guy waiting for her.
Yep. Mm. I got you. Yeah,
but
that's
hey,
definitely.
Shout out. Still good puss.
Did you see that reality show with the big girls? It's a reality show. I don't know if it was at HBO where it's like all these girls go to this mansion in Vegas and it's one like... skinny guy. And
oh,
he...
it's not the Paradise, is it?
Yes!
That's a Paradise. That's a documentary, not a reality
I'm
show.
I'm sorry, yes, a documentary.
They should do one instead of Love is Blind, Love is Hungry.
What do they call it? Yes, yes, yes. They call it Piggy Stardust. I'm like, yo, that is crazy.
That's awesome.
Some of them bitches were bad, though.
Yeah.
Some
900-pound fiancé.
Yeah, yeah. And they're feeders, too, apparently. They like it. They like when you feed them.
Yeah,
and
then they
that.
Die. I've seen
the
a couple
girl
BW
die.
Girls... start to do those videos where
she
they do like they do like funnels of cream and stuff.
Oh.
And those girls go quick.
And he was weighing them to make sure that they were gaining weight.
I found the trailer if you want to see.
Yeah, that's a sickness.
It.
That's a sickness to want to do that to somebody.
See those toes? That Miss Piggy toes. I'd lick them. Mm. Let's go, girl.
I feel loved. I want to feel desired.
Yes.
And that's not something that happens often.
Beautiful.
But these girls are cute.
They're very pretty.
Girl. I was scrolling on TikTok. This guy holds up a pair of bathing suit bottoms and he says,
yeah,
if you
him.
Can fit in these, I want you in my pool.
Welcome to paradise.
Stefan's a TikTok creator living in this mansion in Vegas with all these plus-size women.
Everybody deserves to be treated with respect.
But damn.
He's selling a fantasy. You'll be loved here, worshipped like a goddess, but they don't tell you the price that you pay.
Mm.
You have this older man with women half his age. That power dynamic is predatory. He says, this is just a body positive space and I just love fat women and it's totally innocent when it's totally not. There was no consent.
Paradise is not a safe and positive place.
This man is a predator. No one deserves to be a victim to him. He gets off sexually watching people eat and gain weight.
Yes.
It can kill you.
911 emergency, do you need police, fire? Medical.
All three.
Right, right.
She can be alive today.
Yeah, she.
I need to finally tell my story.
Are you a dangerous man?
Big girls.
Girls Wanted, Escaping Big Girls Wanted. Documentary
yeah.
event.
Yeah, there's a difference between, you see the you can, everyone here has eyes. There's right. a difference between the girls that are just cute and chubby and then. Yeah,
exactly.
Like, yeah, you're.
The beastie looking broads. Yeah. There's a difference.
I'm curious what that guy's side of that is. I'm always like when.
I think it's he's definitely got some type of fetish and. Yeah. But also like the eating part.
Yeah. His parents,
and it's something that crossed wires when you were a kid.
His parents just, fucked him up. Exactly. Yeah. They were healthy trainer parents and always eating clean and always worried about food and like health. And he just went the opposite way. He just got a whole bunch of fat chicks in
Shani,
his house.
Can you look up the rapper and we'll end on this? Dr. Scott, but I believe he spells doctor with a K.
Okay.
D-O-K-T-O-R.
Is the K backwards as well?
And, this is one of my old-time YouTube rabbit holes. Dr. Scott does BBW rap videos.
Okay.
And he is also a feeder. And it is, when you go to, I mean, this guy's got like 100 music videos. And the girls he uses are... tanks.
Oh, wow.
And it is funny. Shad, did anything come up for Dr. Scott?
Yes.
Or Dr. Scott BBW?
Yeah, I think so, but it is spelled regular. But,
oh, is it? Yeah, okay, I apologize.
No, that's okay. Here, let's see. Let's just
now you
sure
probably changed
it.
Okay.
She looks like Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Yeah, that's great. And he's small, see? He's not a big guy.
Is that the right guy?
Yeah. Can you see it? There should be a song, I Need a BBW.
He's not that bad.
He's not great either.
He's not horrible, but his beard was a little weird, though.
Yeah. He's also got a Road Warrior haircut in some
beard.
Of them.
Yeah.
Which is pretty sweet.
Nice.
Oh, man. Any luck?
Yeah, I think so.
There we go.
Oh, shit. Look at that. Fupa. She got
zoom in.
She got three stomachs on that girl.
And basically, he just films girls going to get food.
Yes. Oh, look in the fucking 2% milk. Oh, yeah. Yep. I need a BBW. And every day you know I'm proud to say that
you're my boo. Imagine just going to 7-Eleven and shooting this.
Yeah, right. This song's gonna be in my head now. I couldn't tell if she was front or backwards. You know I'm proud to say that you're my boo. I don't want to duck diets. I want a woman bigger than the rest that she likes. Oh my god.
That one with the black hair does it for me.
Oh, see? I was thinking the same damn fucking motorboat. Kitty fucked that girl.
You're a little,
with my fake
girl. There's a lot of her, but God bless.
Yes.
That eventually there's a point.
They're fun in bed, fat girls, because they got to compensate. Mm-hmm.
Well, check out Dr. Scott if you want to see more. Thank you so much to Matt Maron and Sherry Supreme, and we'll be back this Wednesday on The Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
Thank you. That was fun.
Once begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. It's Zach Amico's